Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, okay, so let's do some of the general football stuff. Everton Forest facing league sanctions. Now, this story has moved on since the show started. I've not seen any of the updates.
I know, have I?
So I'm going to read this first from Martin Ziegler.
Dan's on the Twitter zip over there.
But he doesn't look too happy for me.
It's good news, everyone.
Martin Ziegler, breaking: Everton and Nottingham Forest face point deductions charged by Premier League with breaching profit and sustainability rules. Second charge of season for Everton, who were docked 10 points in November.
If they get another 10-point deduction, they are down. Give them 10 more points.
The precedent is set now, isn't it? In normal course of action means 10-point action.
It's got to be 10.
Hilarious.
I'm going to see if I can move this on a little bit.
Independent.
Nottingham Forest haven't been referred to an independent commission over alleged breach of profit and sustainability rules. Okay, cool. Joe, I feel like he could have given me more than that, I'll be honest.
Just go straight to Ornstein's.
And we've got And Everton have released a statement, which I'm going to get up momentarily.
Canups, it's just the Premier League, but in pink.
Everton's statement reads: Everton Football Club acknowledges the Premier League's decision to refer a breach of profit and sustainability rules for the assessment period ending with the 22-23 season to an independent Premier League commission. This relates to a period which covers 19-20, 2021, 21-22 and 22-23. Yawn, okay. Therefore includes the financial periods 1920, it said again, for which the club has already received a 10-point sanction. The club is currently appealing that sanction. The Premier League does not have guidelines which prevent a club being sanctioned for alleged breaches in financial periods which have already been subject to punishment, unlike other governing bodies, including the EFL. As a result, and because of the Premier League's new commitment to deal with such matters in season, the club is in a position where it had no option but to submit a PSR calculation, which remains subject to change pending the outcome of the appeal. The club must now defend another Premier League complaint, which includes the very same financial period for which it has already been sanctioned before that appeal has even been heard. The club takes the view that this results from a clear deficiency in the Premier League rules. Everton can assure its fans it will continue to defend its position during the ongoing appeal and should it be required to do so at any future commission, and that the impact on supporters will be reflected as part of the process. So what they're saying is you've decided to judge us for previous stuff. You've decided this season to do that, and then in this year you're doing the next load.
I'm not asked, get it all done now, because you should have been down 2 years ago when it should have been handed the 10-point deduction. So I think this is the thing: if they would have got that 10-point deduction the year it happened, they'd have been relegated. So you might as well just get 20 points this year and get relegated, in my eyes.
The Premier League are playing fast and loose with the laws here, though, aren't they?
Oh, no, like, they are, 100%.
As hilarious as it is that it's Everton again, like, they are moving the goalposts all the time on these clubs, and that doesn't feel right either, to be fair. Especially to do it in season, make the rule change, and then when they're scrapping this whole thing in August anyway, and then City still isn't going to be resolved, it just feels a bit... It feels a bit arse, to be honest with you.
It does, but the only thing I can assume they're doing is trying to make Everton the...
An example.
An example of... And scare Manchester City, because if somehow Manchester City get away with it, then yeah, it's 100% corrupt, but there's no way
Everton can get that. That statement there where they're saying, like, you know, Everton are saying you've done it wrong. Like, Everton aren't going to have City's lawyers. And if they're looking at it and going, you're doing this wrong, City's just going to get out of it.
Yeah.
They'll get them on a technicality or something.
It does feel a little bit like, I mean, look, the other flip side of this is, we said this at the time with the Everton one, initial Everton one was, it feels a bit like the Premier League are just, this is like a warm-up. Like, they've got to prove that they can deliver upon this. And you're better off doing that. It's like having a training game against your resis, you know what I mean, on Footy Manager, or, you know, start off some warm-up games with lower-level teams, get you, you know, sharpen yourself. Warming the legal team up against, the, you know, a pack of losers before they have to go up against, you know, the first game of the season.
Everton can't even afford to fucking pay a lawyer at the moment, otherwise they'll breach another.
They've actually failed this one because of the money they spent on the legal case fighting the last one. Yeah, that's just amazing.
Can I just say something, though? When we spoke to Toffee TV earlier, they just mentioned, oh no, it won't be another point deduction, it'll just be a fine or something. That instantly goes to point deduction. That doesn't
it does
say,
mention fine. They do mention
say fine. Okay, fair enough.
But ultimately, like, the problem is, not there's loads of problems in and amongst this, but the Premier League are trying to implement these fines, punishments, whatever, in season when the charges are brought. But that isn't sustainable because Manchester City exists. So I don't know why they're bothering saying that as a thing when it's literally impossible.
They've got to draw a line somewhere. That's the problem. The problem is that City makes a mockery of the whole thing because that's been ongoing. And all the I've been reading up on it this week. All the Athletic keep saying they think it'll be another 2 years before they can even get
well,
to
back
the,
in the next
end of...
season is where the start date, I believe, that's been penciled in.
And you know, so, and of course, a lot of this is not the Premier League's fault. It's because City are doing everything in their power to obfuscate the situation, slow play it, you know, draw it out in any way possible, which is also what a lot of the 115 charges actually relates to, more than the actual improprieties of them breaking the actual financial rules. But this is the thing, it goes with all things. Whenever you set, the problem with setting rules is whenever you set a rule in any walk of life, it always benefits some people more than others, and it'll cross some people. Like, you draw a border around somewhere, and it'll be, you know, change a catchment area for a school, and someone, it'll benefit someone, and someone else will lose out. So I get your point, but if you're going to try and have a sterner hand, you've got to start somewhere. Mm. But I agree, it looks fucking stupid because it's like, clear your backlog first before you move on to this. But again, what are we going to do? Have two more years of clubs flouting the rules. And then what happens when you try to bring that in 2 years and you realise, when because the accounting periods then cover those years and you've not fucked Everton for it?
It needs to go in season. It needs to. Mm-hmm. Because it's all the relegated clubs that it's affecting.
Yeah. That's exactly what compensation claims start getting.
Like, come on. Shouldn't that have just started from the beginning?
Isn't that the most stupid thing that they've done? But it's like
threatening your kids with something and then realising that you've actually got to follow through with it's like nuclear deterrent. Like, we've got all these nukes. Do not piss us off, or we're going to nuke the shit out of you. And that works. But then what happens when someone goes, actually, nah, you know what, I'll launch when you go, I'm going to have to do something about
it. The other worry for Everton is that they've already sent the benchmark as like a, you know, a 10-point deduction for every time you breach it. And it would be mental if Nottingham Forest only got away with a, let's say, fine and a slap on the hand when Everton got deducted 10 points. So it's now in a sticky place of, well, you're going to have to give the same reasoning for Nottingham Forest, which therefore means you're going to have to give the same reasoning to Everton again, because there's two teams that can drop into the bottom two, which means two more teams can be promoted. So you're going to have all of those legal, you know, cases going on if they don't get it. But my point is, if you just let Nottingham Forest get away with it and just give them a fine, it's a bit mad.
I wonder if it's scaled appropriately. So, for instance, if Nottingham Forest...
They were like 16 mil over, though.
Yeah, but maybe let's just say, for argument's sake, the Nottingham Forest are £500,000 over, then all of a sudden you can scale it back, can't you? You know what I mean? Yeah. But you are right, ultimately. Yeah, you are.
I disagree with that,
you know, because...
A breach is a breach.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But therefore, there needs to be something set in stone that says if you breach... Is this now set in stone, the 10 points?
Well,
Everton fans would argue not.
This is the problem that the Formula One have in trying to do it. When they did Red Bull and they took the wind tunnel time off them and stuff, it was because they'd accounted it wrong, not in the eyes of how the FIA wanted it to be accounted. So they've put something in, I don't know, research that should have gone in this, And because they've put it in research, it didn't count towards it. So they went, no, you can't have that there. You're cheating on the accounting. We'll put it in here and they go over by a million. Because of the... And this is the problem with football clubs and the accounting side of things. It's so complicated. They do it in such a mad way to try and get around these rules. It's not... Accounting isn't black and white, which you'd think it would be. There's loads of grey areas. So, you know, Everton argued from the off... that it was the stadium and actually you've looked at it in a different way, which has taken us over because they'd accounted and they were right. Everton didn't say, our accounts are wrong here, lads, sorry, here it is. They accounted for it, went, passed it in and they went, no, you can't have that. That stadium goes in here and all of a sudden you're over. But yeah. They are doing them for the same thing twice. It's probably the same accounting problem with the stadium that's caught them up twice.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It's a bit, you know what, where the hard part is, though? It's a bit like you are speeding on the motorway and you get a flash, and you still continue to do the same speed. No, but you get a flash, but then what happens if you then get another one? You do two on the same trip. Well, you've technically done two. You've broken the speed limit twice.
You've never slowed down, boss.
No, but this is the thing.
It's only one speed.
But that's the thing, isn't it? That's what they've done. It's right, because if they're still doing it, but the problem is, right, it's not being... Because I think the most disappointing thing probably for them is they're thinking... We'll appeal this 10 points. We'll probably get it reduced because that's what appeals are all about, isn't it? You know what I mean? Christ, look at Serie A. And then now this has come along, it's probably a bit like, well, that's fuck that. You know, so any hopes of we might get the 10 points reduced to 5 is like, well, how are you getting the 10 points reduced to less and then taking a fine for then breaking it as well? So it's a mess because they're still answering the last case, which I get.
Also, fining clubs who fail profits and sustainability is mental.
Yes.
Just generally speaking.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that I don't understand how they can't give both of those teams a point deduction because they've already set the bar that breaking a breach is a point deduction.
Yeah.
And it was 10 points, and therefore if anyone does it again, and I'd be furious if Ford Everton, if Nottingham Forest got away with it. Nottingham Forest shouldn't get away with it, but the problem is Everton will probably want them to now get away with it, so it means
Forest are apparently claiming as well that they obviously sold Brennan Johnson, but it came after the accounting period, so they're going to say, yeah, we know, but
you still didn't.
But we're clearly on the right path, and then this comes back to how steadfastly do you stick to the wording of the rules and how actually watertight are they? Because if you then open up to negotiation, I have this with my daughter, little terrorist. You know what I mean? When I go, you don't negotiate with terrorists. You go, this is the thing. The second you go, oh, well, maybe, You've given up. You know that there's a way for you to ultimately work and get exactly what you want out of it. So how the Premier League handle this is going to be really, really, really interesting, and whether there's anyone else to follow. You know what I mean? Beyond this,
if Nottingham Forest don't get a point deduction, I don't think Everton should have got a point deduction. You can't have one for one. I despise Everton. I cannot stand them. I'd love them to go down. But if Nottingham Forest get away with just a fine, no matter how far over it is, if you've breached it and Everton get a 10-point deduction, even I'm sat here saying, that's not fair, that.
Yeah. It is all mad, isn't it? I mean, again, it goes back to the point of, is it just about it being a breach, or are there scales to the breach? Now, there have to be scales to the breach.
There has to be.
But also, what's the minimum threshold? Is it the second you've broken it by a penny? Then that's 10 points. Is that what they're saying? And then it's 10 points and upwards? Or is it 10 points is the most you're going to get and it's 10 points and downwards? Or is 10 points somewhere? We don't know. We've got no idea of what the scale of this is, because it's all
so
new.
10 points was 16 mil over. Is that what they were? What if... Think of how many players Nottingham Forest have signed. Say they're... I'm not saying they're 100, but say they are something like 100 mil. You can't be docking them like 50 points. You can't be doing that.
You could.
Yeah. I don't think you can, though, in my eyes. Like, 50 points is... You can do it to Manchester City. Please do. But what I'm saying is...
But this is the point. You kind of have to be able to, because why you could just spend £1 billion... And run
the same. The same punishment can't be true for £2 billion over as it is for a penny over.
But it feels like the minimum was 10, is what I'm saying. 16 mil in football world isn't a lot.
I don't know. I think there's a point where expulsion is the only answer, because spending £2 billion over, it says to me, you're not playing our game, mate.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
What I mean? And I know it was just a random figure to put out.
And this is where it's complex, my understanding.
You're not even trying to play inside the rules here.
Yeah.
The difference between the Forest situation and the Everton situation is, as well, Forest's accounting period counts for a year in the Championship as well, so that's slightly different.
Like 60 million for that year, aren't
But Everton's is also, which we've not discussed on this show, but we did when it came out initially, they tried to offset a ludicrous amount of money on COVID losses more than any other football team did. And I try to say, this is what we lost because of COVID. They already tried to basically cheat the rules as it was prior to that. So, like, this is the thing. It's fucked. And there's no two situations that are absolutely identical, which this is why it's going to be interesting to see what they do next with this.
So can I ask a question then, in terms of... Obviously, they've broken the rules, and we'll find out how much they've gone over or whatever. If they've gone a similar amount over and it's not a 10-point deduction, that is an absolute diabolical...
Yeah.
It's just horrific. It's ridiculous. But also, on that, I obviously just said that you can't talk 50 points off them for being 100 mil over, let's say. But that's just based on the 10 points that they've gave for 16 mil or whatever. What does City get? Because City might not have actually gone... City is delaying the information. City isn't the same, so...
And this is what goes back to Chloe. This is because this is low-hanging fruit. Because Everton have basically handed them a bunch of accounts that have gone, you've broken the rules, effectively, is what they've done. City haven't done that. City have handed them a basically a load of cooked books and gone, now we're fine. And they've gone, well, hang on a second. And then every attempt they've had to try and find out more information, City have refused to send them documents over or put lawyers in the way and send things to like small courts over a variety of injunctions to stop them from doing X, Y, and Z along the way. So who the fuck knows? This is one of those things where anyone ever played like competitive puzzle games against someone where like whether it's Puzzle Bobble or Tetris or whatever, and you stack up a bunch of things and it drops a load of shit on the other side. This has got a bit of that feeling of like, you know, at some point, hopefully, it's just going to go on City, and it has to be something absolutely huge and game-changing. But
the Premier League, I've seen what happened with UEFA and Manchester City. You know, they have to do everything right against City, or they'll fail.
Yeah.
And they can't be seen to fail against it, but that's going to take time, unfortunately.
But I do have a little bit of a thing with the UEFA thing, because a lot of their getting away with it, in inverted commas, was time barred, and that's why they got away with so much, whereas the Premier League, that doesn't exist.
But the time bar is them just going, oh, well.
Yeah, absolutely, but that was a sort of a pre a backdated thing that was there that Man City could say, hang on, well, this is only dated 5 years ago, so therefore it doesn't exist anymore. Whereas the Premier League don't have that. So Man City don't have that safety blanket. Like, a lot of Man City fans will point to that UEFA thing being overturned and say, well, look, we got away with that. Exactly. But they'll say that it was. They'll point at that and go, look,
proven innocent. You weren't proven innocent. Exactly. You were proven guilty. But it wasn't allowed to be punished because 100%. Of the time bar.
Yeah. They did everything wrong in that case. It just so happened they quite literally got away with it.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's fine to know. I mean, it's fine to know how much they're over and then how much is a baseline.
But theirs goes beyond money. Man City's issue isn't really a financial one. It's lying. An old it's lying. One. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens because I think because of the fact that Everton's already been there, that it'll probably just be a fine. But if Forest have gone Everton. At this point, my brain's thinking it's far too long gone that someone will forget about City and what they've done. But if Nottingham Forest have gone over by 60 mil and don't get a 10-point deduction, but because you've already fined Everton, because you've already deducted points off Everton, you feel like you can't do it again.
The
problem.
This is the difficulty, is that we'll go back to the season-to-season thing. Everton right now are being fined for last year's improprieties, and now they're being fined for this year's improprieties, except they've been fined for last year's improprieties in this season. So there's no reason why, if it's a similar thing, they should just get the same point deduction again. That's what should follow. But it is actually really kind of, it is unfair that, you know, it's not because they've broken the rules, but it's unfair on that. Again, they've fallen in that crossover period. It's like
trying to play catch up and get it in season.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like, you know, those clubs who got promoted from the old second division straight to the Premier League. Now, technically, they went up a division, but it was because the year the Premier League was invented. It's one of those certain things happen in crossover periods where, you know, it is a bit of a mush and a mess, and it's the most Everton thing ever for it to be them, by the way.
Well, yeah. To be fair, I remember speaking to quite a lot of Evertonians, and they were like, you know, it's crap that it's happened, but at least it's happened in a season where we feel like we're good enough to escape the drop zone, even with a minus 10-point deduction. If they get another one, I'm not sure.
Should we have a look at what that would look like?
Let's look at it.
So, the bottom of the Premier League right now, Everton 17th on 17 points. With that minus 10 deduction already, they would be on 27, which would have them as 11th in the league. If you took 10 off, that would put them then on 7 points, which would put them bottom of the Premier League, 2 points behind currently bottom Sheffield United.
And on course, if they keep getting point reductions to break Derby's record.
There is something, by the way, just to kind of get back to laughing at Everton rather than empathising with them, because, you know, fuck that. It feels like they've crossed over a threshold a bit on this. There was so much fight and defiance around the first one. It's the Premier League, corrupt Premier League, just fuck the Premier League. And now, Sente Carl, our good friend from the Have Away Pod, tweeted, take all the points of Everton, relegate them, send them into administration. The club is rotten to the core, destroyed and run into the ground for decades. Be surprised if anything left for the club in a couple of years. Fucking sad. And I've seen loads of them all doing this. Like, it's gone from fuck the Premier League to owners of this club, fuck Everton, fucking idiots. Just fucking rattle, just fuck them, just give them all the points deduction. It does feel like it's like, I don't know whether this is the last one, you know, like the last time you can sweep someone's legs from under them before they decide not to bother trying to get up anymore.
It's so funny. They're going to open this stadium and have no fans left. Everyone's just given up. It's just like, I was saying to you before, they're all there going, God, I wish it was Monday so we could start work again. This weekend's horrible being an Everton fan. They just hate the weekends. They hate the footy. They hate their lives. They're waiting for that new manager bounce, I said before to you, didn't I? The 10-point deduction bounce.
That stadium is going to be like those episodes of Grand Designs where they pour all the money into like to convert in a castle, and then and I came back 2 years later and they couldn't afford it, so they sold it straight away. You know, like that stadium is going to be sold off for parts long before a game of football is played on it.
If they go into the Championship, let's say, mm-hmm. all of their like finances goes down another level,
yeah.
isn't there?
Yeah.
Which means, could they even afford that? If they got another 10-point deduction and went down, could they afford that?
I think I'm looking forward to, at some point, the semi-finals of the FA Cup returning to different different stadiums, and Everton being in the Championship, watching Liverpool play semi-finals of the FA Cup in their new stadium.
Bramley Moor. Brilliant. Yeah.
At least it's got the word dock in it. That's the main thing.
funny, and also a bit shit in a general football sense, but we'll see plenty more to come from that, definitely.
More moody people in Liverpool, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.